Honey? Hey, hi. How are you doing? Hey, you don't have to hide from me. Still getting used to all this, huh? Yeah, I guess it kind of can be a lot to digest. That's why it's better to present a little bit earlier when you're in high school, so kind of get a soft release to this as opposed to when you're in college like this. Yeah, I hope things have been getting a little bit better for you. Yeah, did the student clinic help? Good. They're really great. Like, they'll give you suppressants if you choose to have them. They also help with rotten heats, too. What are they? Oh, right. You didn't present yet. A rut is when an alpha really needs to breed. And heat is when an omega really needs to be bred. Since you're an omega, you're gonna feel the heat part. Suppressants, that will take care of most of that. However, some like to go more au naturel and just deal with it when it comes. That's what the services are for. Sometimes they can pair you up with a prospective partner just to help you get through those things. No feelings, just fucking. Yeah, it can help a lot. Sis and I presented in high school, remember? When we were rutting, we kind of just went for it. Plus, everybody was kind of a randy teenager back then, you know? But college is kind of like the adult world, so you gotta move differently, you know? Well, suppressants kind of level everything out. Kind of make you like a beta, although betas can have their moments too. Just way less severe. It evens things out a lot. Bro's on suppressants. Well, it was his choice. I mean, he did grow up with two alpha sisters, and dad was protective. Plus, like, psychologically, there was an unclaimed Omega in the house. He was our brother, but instincts got kind of weird. Nothing ever happened, it just made everybody territorial and, like, competitive. Worked well for us, though, I guess. Well, yeah, sis and I did sports, so. Good way of taking out some aggression, you know? Yeah, Poppy was an Omega. So it was really helpful for Bro. Have you ever talked to any Omegas? Like, is there any in your family? Oh, I see. Well, you know my bro. He's a little bit younger than me, but I can give him a call. Hopefully, he'll be able to help you through this, especially since he said Poppy and he's presented for a while. God, I can't imagine what it's like if you present so late. You're just going through life, la da dee dee da, and then you just present. Must be weird. What even happened, anyways? Oh yeah, your smell changed. Like, I could smell it on you. I think you might have also been going through a bit of a heat, too, because you were doing stuff to me. And my instincts, too. Luckily, Dad, he might be an alpha, he might be a rather dominant alpha, but he knows how to keep himself under control. The biggest thing us alphas have is discipline. That's what he'd always tell us. Like, to keep our urges in check, to... Heck, sometimes it might take masquerading as a beta for a bit. But... you gotta know when to turn it on and off, you know? I'm... bit more... ambitious than Artemis was. So I'm still working on that, but I think I do pretty well. I'm just a bit of a hothead, I guess. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much about me. How are you doing? Did you pick your major? Horses too? Hey, I think I have that one too. We're gonna share it. Hey, do you think we can sit together? I mean, it's great if I already know a face, you know? And you already got invited to your first college frat party. Yeah, I know. The anime has always seemed to be the life of the party. Alphas tend to use it as a bit of a stomping ground, you know? Scope out the competition. Try to rank up in the pecking order. Not really an alpha for making a big scene of things. Just trying to vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Do you mind if I hold your hand for a bit? Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm only doing this because I can smell another alpha and it's prowling. Oh, you'll learn. Trust me. Okay, here they come. Just play it cool, okay? Follow my lead. Hey, what's up? I'm sorry, dear. This one's mine. Really? Oh, you're really loving this fresh new face on campus? Well, I'm sorry, but they're taken. Yeah. Hey, what can I say? Sometimes the Omega scent is a bit stronger than mine, and trust me, with a few more nights together, I'm sure my sin will be all over them. Oh, you're just gonna wait around to see if that happens? Well, don't worry. I'm sure it will. So, well, I suggest you look elsewhere. Right, honey? Okay. Back, why don't you say we get out of here? Find someplace nice and quiet. Don't worry. I think there's some more. was that? Alphas kinda duking it out verbally without showing their fangs. Well, honey, I'm a girl and I'm an alpha. In the world of alpha, it literally is a dick measuring competition. I know I'm well endowed, but I'm still a girl. Male alphas, they're not afraid to test me. And luckily, since I've always had my twin, we're pretty good at tag teaming everybody into submission. I'm on my own a bit here, but biggest thing is stand your ground. You know? Oh, what about the scenting? Look, we don't actually have to spend the night together. I got some shirts back at my dorm. I'll just give those to you, okay? Put them in your bed. The scent's gonna rub off on you, trust me. Okay. You know we don't have to sleep together if you don't want to. You never said you didn't want to. What do you mean by that? You always kind of like me, but I was always around my sister. Yeah, we were quite a thing, but that's what happens when you have a twin. And now I think about it, you did get along with the other Omegas. Heck, I think you might have even met Bro. I'm surprised you didn't realize that you were an Omega. But then again, hey, it's a confusing time for all of us. But you always like me from afar, huh? Well, do you mind if I close the distance a little bit? I'm sorry, but I really want to kiss you. Do you mind if I... That was so good. You're a bit hesitant, though. Oh, this is all new to you? Well, I'm sure with just finding your rank, it can be really... Oh, you mean everything is new to you? Honey? I'm asking this in a very respectful, safe way. Are you a virgin? I can see how presenting late it can make things a little confusing. I totally get that. And hey, you just started figuring this whole hierarchy out. Your scent, it's been dulled from the suppressants, but it's not gone. And I don't want to force you into anything, okay? As an alpha with an unclaimed omega, my instinct is to breed. But I'm never going to do that to you if you don't want me to. You want me to? I And why would you give me this honor? Because you've always liked me, huh? Well, dear. Plus, you just want to get claimed. Well, again, claiming an Omega is more than that. It's like it's more of a commitment than that. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I take your virginity, I'm definitely going to be intertwined with you. Okay? Something about you is just drawing me to you, and I feel like if we go down this path, we're going to continue it being together, okay? Now again, do you want this? Okay. Okay. Take off your clothes. I'll take off mine too. You're so fucking pretty. And just look how nice your body looks. It's so soft and curves in all the right places, tone in all the right places. Yeah, I'm sure you noticed the effect you're having on me. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey. I can't think anymore. I just need to. I need to put my dick inside of you right now. I'm sorry. This is your first time. I shouldn't be rough with you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's wrong? This is instinct fighting. Okay. Okay. Alphas and Betas and Omegas, we all manifested differently. And I just want to slam my dick so deep into you, you're gonna feel it for the next week, but, let's try to go slow, okay? I'm not gonna hurt you. At least I'm gonna try to. Okay. So, this is your first time. You're gonna be really tight. So, just relax. I'm just gonna warm you up a bit, okay? You feel my tongue? Feel my warm mouth? The saliva helps. And you're getting quite wet too. That should do for now. How'd that feel? Anything you'd like to change? Any improvement? Okay. Okay, noted. Okay. So, My dick is an office dick, so it's a bit bigger than average, but it's also gonna knot on the end by the base. Knotting you means that we're gonna be stuck together for a while. This may not be the best avenue, but I'm gonna try not to, okay? Part of the pun. Let's just focus on getting it inside you, okay? This might hurt a bit, but I'm just gonna go slow, okay? The saliva's really helped lube you up, and you're also naturally pretty wet yourself, so. This should slide in, but it's gonna be a tight fit. You ready? There you go. There you go. The head. The heads. Okay, good. The shaft. Just relax. Just relax. You're doing so well. You're doing so well. Okay, it's in. It's in. How you feeling? How you feeling? Oh, good. 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 I didn't put my knot in, don't worry. But the length is there. Okay. So, I'm just gonna pull it in and out again. You ready? I'm gonna pull it out and push it back in. Pull it out and push it back in. Yeah, you feel that? Yeah, that's the head moving inside of you. Yeah, it can feel a little weird. Having something inside of you like that, but I hope it feels okay. Maybe even a little good. I'm gotta tell you how good this feels for me. Feeling such a warm, tight hole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're just going to increase the tempo a bit. You ready? There you go. Good, good. You're doing well with this. See? I know you're probably still a little sore, but it's okay, and I'm trying to be as gentle as I can here. Again, sorry about the little hot-blooded stink rager I had. Yeah, I wasn't thinking with my top head, if you know what I mean. Huh? I think. You. I'm glad you think I have a very pretty dick. You're a very pretty Omega. The very pretty hole that is taking my very pretty dick. And I'm just breeding this very pretty body. You're so fucking pretty. You're so fucking beautiful, and you smell so fucking good. There you go. There you go. you. Just take it. Take it. You pretty Omega. My pretty little bitch. Doing so well. You're even starting to buck into me. There you go. Good. Good, you know who your alpha is. You know how to please an alpha, too. You're gonna be such a good bitch. But you're mine. You're mine. If you keep bucking into me like that, you're gonna end up taking my knot. Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want to be stuck together with me? Do you want me to release fully into you? I'll leave that up to you. You feel so good. I think I'm gonna. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, and you like that? I hope I didn't hurt you. It's okay. How do you feel? Sore? It's okay. Again, I'm sorry for that. Honey, did you buck into me? Were you thrusting into me? Oh, you were just following my rhythm. Okay. Why, again, this could totally be me. But it seems that I nodded you. Yeah, we might be stuck like this for a while, unfortunately. Luckily, it seems like, the party's in full swing, so hopefully nobody should be coming up here for a while. I guess while we're stuck together like this, and I just took your virginity, might as well get to know each other. So, how was your summer? I'd love to hear what you've been up to these, past few months.